I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. I gotta say, it is pretty amazing to watch a giant global company like Starbucks just shut down stores across the U.S. to do racial sensitivity training with staff. You don't see that every day. But these issues are alive, every day across this country and across the world, and many of us just don't know how to tackle them.
Like, how do you report someone just not giving you the time of day? How do you report someone just being like, are you sure you know the answer?
That's from our podcast, Otherhood, from The World's Roopa Shenoy. Ever since the election of President Trump, Roopa has been documenting the surge in news about race, identity, and immigration. In the current episode of Otherhood, she takes a look at race in the public high school in Cambridge, Massachusetts, the same school, in fact, that my own kid attends. Roopa joins me now. So what happened, Roopa, that made you take a look at Cambridge's high school?
I'd actually been wanting to do something in schools for a long time because for a year there have been a surge of hate incidents everywhere, but particularly in schools. And then this past November, a video came out from a school across the river in Cambridge, and the video was essentially the Black Student Union kids taking turns, sitting behind a table, looking straight into the camera, and just telling very simple stories about microaggressions they observed or experienced in class.
I was in a class, and then we're talking about how slaves were being raped. The white student in the back of the class stood up and said, slaves can't be raped because they were property.
My first period.
Yeah, this was a really powerful video. I saw it when it first came out. But there was a problem, wasn't there?
Yeah, because it really got to the heart of a basic tension in Cambridge because, I mean, it's the home of Harvard and MIT. It's known as a global intellectual hub.
It's a big blue bubble of diversity.
Yeah, it's super liberal and people think that they're doing some things right. And so this really shook up a lot of people. And I have to give credit to the district. The superintendent let me come in and do this story when I got rejections from a lot of other districts across the country that had seen similar incidents. And the superintendent, Kenneth Saleem, told me, you know, we have to be vulnerable in order to grow.
So Damon Smith is the principal of Cambridge Rangin Latin. He's right in the middle of this whole thing, right?
Yeah. So Damon Smith, he is Black, and he was really invested in what these kids were trying to do. He really believed in the message that they were trying to send, but he had seen the video, and he could see that the kids were describing things in such a way that you could put together who they were talking about. And so he had asked them if he could edit out some things. They thought that he was going to censor a lot. And so they started sharing it, and it spread really quickly before he could get to it. And he told me, like, really openly, you know, this made him really frustrated, really mad, because he didn't think that people would get the message. And he says that's what happened. As soon as it started spreading, he was getting complaints.
How can the school let this happen? It's slander. It's a number of things, right? Students being empowered too much, students not having the proper level of respect. How are you supporting this? If the students are putting this out, you must have supported it. Some of those teachers who were quote-unquote identified didn't have the opportunity to kind of say, well, here's my take on what happened. And so we have people who were like, see that? How could they malign this person who does A, B, and C, right? And that didn't bring them to the table.
Yeah, he was in a tough position. He tried to strike a balance, though.
Yeah, he sent out an email to the whole school community saying, we didn't approve of its distribution, and we don't approve of the parts in it that seem to identify teachers. And then about 20 minutes later, he went and met with the Black Student Union kids, and everyone involved describes that as a very angry, tense situation where people were actually pretty quiet because they were trying not to say anything that would make it worse.
You tried to speak with some of the white teachers that Damon Smith said had complained, right?
Yeah. And again, I have to give the district credit because I tried independently and they tried also to help me speak with these teachers to get their point of view. And they declined. So I got as close as I could, and I talked with the teachers' union president, Dan Monahan, who's white.
There's a culture of fear at the high school that teachers will be punished for doing things that they didn't intentionally do. A number of educators also feel that students have incredible power at the high school and that they're worried by that. So teachers feel powerless.
And how do the students feel?
Well, Juliette LaFleury, the student that we heard from earlier, she says that some of the Black Student Union kids were treated differently by some teachers, harshly. And some people questioned the facts of their stories. They asked if they were sure they'd interpreted the situation correctly, other people thought it was all the advisor to the Black Student Union, a teacher called Kevin Dua. And the kids say that they were terrified that Kevin Dua would leave.
It was just one of those things where we were like, okay, like, we're worried for you. And we hope that you don't end up having to leave because of us.
But Dua, having heard this podcast, never said he was going to leave. And Damon Smith, the principal, told you that Dua's job was safe. So you were kind of confused about why the kids were so convinced that Dua would take off.
Right. And so I kept asking, you know, why? Why are you so fearful? Why are you so worried? And in the end, it seems to come back to something that happened the year before. They had several teachers of color leave after going to the administration with some concerns about how educators of color are treated. And there was one teacher in particular that I feature in the podcast. Her name is Kim Parker. She's a Black woman with a PhD. And parents and teachers really rave about her. She teaches lower level English. And she says that kids of color would come to her and tell her about other teachers, white teachers, who did things that the kids perceived as discriminatory. And she didn't feel like she could do anything about it. And things kind of came to a head when she was assigned to young Black students who had a previous teacher who hadn't recommended them for honors English, even though Parker thought that these same students were very qualified for honors English.
I was concerned that this was not the first time that I'd heard this story, particularly about particular teachers, and that I thought that that was a pattern. And what happened was they closed the investigation and they told those teachers. And then those teachers went to my department head and also to the principal and sort of demanded that I apologize. And I didn't, because I believe the kids, and those kids are incredible. And if they were white, they would have been in an honors class. I just know it.
And soon after that, Parker left.
Yeah, and that's just the beginning of the story. I mean, the podcast has much, much more. That was just to give you a taste and show you, like, how these issues are happening everywhere and how much they're being struggled with. And I just want to leave with a quote from the principal who just expresses this.
We're not going to grow if we don't have some conflict and some struggle. And it's not going to be pretty, right? And we can't shy away from that, right? If we could do this work and everybody be happy doing it, you got to question whether or not you're actually doing the work.
You know, Rupa, as evidence of my own white privilege, there was a lot in this podcast about Cambridge Region Latin I did not know, and my own kid goes there. So when all is said and done, what do you think the rest of us can learn from what has happened at this one high school?
Well, what stuck with me the most was what the superintendent said to me right at the beginning, which is, you know, we need to be vulnerable and not defensive in order to learn and grow. And then what the principal said, which is don't expect to get it right, you know, expect to get it wrong and expect it to be messy and hurtful and all that stuff. But know that this is the work that has to be done in order to get someplace.
And that brings us right back to Starbucks and what they're doing today. To hear that entire episode of Rupa's podcast, head to iTunes or however you get your podcast and search for Otherhood. It's been really interesting to watch the reaction to Rupa's story in Cambridge this week. There have been emails from the school to families, school assemblies, meetings, and the discussion is just beginning. And that is probably the case at Starbucks as well.